Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey guys, just a quick message before you start listening to this podcast. Did you know that all of our Red Men Plus content also comes in podcast form? Not only do you get access to all the videos, you also get access to all of our podcasts too. They will download directly into your native app so you can get them on the go. So don't miss out on any more Red Men content. Sign up at redmenplus.com and, like I say, get all of these amazing podcasts directly into your device. Right, I hope you enjoy this show.
You try.
I'm Shaka. Never mind the top four. It's not even guaranteed we'll top six yet. We're going to be in Europe next year.
Exactly.
Would there be any benefit of not being in Europe next season? Or could you not consider a situation where Liverpool aren't in Europe next season?
It's not about what I could consider. It's about what we get. I don't know where we will end up. I don't know. What I know... We have to go through this. So that's it. That's I know. And then there will be a new start, naturally, because a new season. So then we will see what chances we make, blah, blah, blah. And it will be a new start next year, 100%. But until then, we have to go through this. And that's a massive challenge, obviously, in this world. It was not easy 20 years ago. Nowadays, it's close to impossible. So imagine we lose the next 10 games. And I would still sit here and say, okay, next season we turn around or whatever. Not really to believe, to be honest, but here at Liverpool, theoretically it could happen. So we have, if we really want to go through this, we have to accept the things that happened afterwards. Before, we have to demand, we have to ask for, we have to go for, we have really to go with all we have. And that's my job to offer that with the boys. And then we get a result or not, we will see. But I think this club has a chance to go through this in a classy way. That's how it is. It's like with the respect and all these kind of things. And I said last week, I hate the fact that I have to rely on what we did in the past. And I couldn't care less what we did in the past, honestly. So, but because we cannot ignore the past as well, it's not like this. I don't want to forget it and stuff like this. So, but if we go through this together, we can have a massive benefit next year. We can have, not guaranteed, but it's a good chance. So the lower we finish the season, the easier it will be to improve from there. Is it then enough? I don't know, but it's not about that in the moment. But we cannot care about top six, top four, whatever. We have to care about the next game. We have to win a game, win another one, and we are capable of doing that. In the moment, when we find a way to bring our best performance on the pitch again, in that moment, things can change. But that didn't happen yet, or if, then only in moments or games. In this season, we won our never to do highest results in our history, 9-0 and 7-0. But obviously, that's what makes it even more strange, to be 100% honest. So it's like still hidden somewhere there, and we have to let it out again, definitely. And that's, again, next chance for us, Arsenal. Nothing to do with where we will end the season, just to do with people are coming, have a lot of expectations, rightly so, want to help. Thanks for that. Put in a proper atmosphere, and we have to put in a proper atmosphere on the pitch and a proper performance, and then let's go from there. But how you said, it's just work. And that's what we have to put in.
Yeah, can you mention the progress that Arsenal have made this season with the stability and the kind of smart recruitment and sticking by Mikel Arteta? Can they be almost used as evidence or proof for yourself next season that with a bit of smart recruitment here or there, and, you know, the stability of you?
Yeah, the difference is whatever we will do next year, it will never be enough from your point of view, from people's point of view, probably, because it's now after the year we play here, it's like we play the season, it's like it could send pretty much all of us and then mixing you through. That's for some people, let me say like this. But yes, with smart recruitment, we will improve, definitely. That's a plan for recruitment. And in that moment, it's a moment of one of these moments where it's really not good that I'm not native, because I can't explain it better in English. It's like you get in this kind of whirlwind, and I'm not sure you, and it sucks you in that direction, and all of a sudden, where are we? So that's a little bit the case. But that doesn't mean in the moment you get out, it's clear again. It clears up again. It's not that big. I'm not a worse manager than last year. Definitely not. That doesn't mean that outcome is good enough. Not at all. But I'm not worse. And the players are not worse players. They just play worse. So that's definitely the case. Means we have not changed 24 positions. And we say, okay, poof, and from here we go. Not even 10 or whatever. It's just we have to make changes, smart changes. And then we go again. But that's for next year. I'm really, really, really in the moment. We have time. We have other moments where we think about what happens next year. But this is not the moment.
Chris.
Obviously, Alexander Arnold was one of the players who came out on Tuesday. Obviously, brings focus on him. But what you made of his performance?
It brought focus on him. He was one of six, but it brought focus on him.
There's always a lot of talk about him, but I'm just wondering, like, where do you think he's at the moment?
Yeah, not as good or consistent as he used to be, like pretty much all of the boys. They were like as good and as consistent as they used to. That's the case. That's for Trent the same. Oh, there's a so different. We're expecting now to say he played a world class season and I leave him out anyway. It makes no sense. So nobody performed on the level we saw, on the level we know they can. In moments, yes, of course, great games, fantastic games, super situations, all of these, but consistently, nobody. Oh, means him, not as well.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League. You've got The Debate Show, JLO Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.